Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bill Treasurer is here, ladies and gentlemen. Bill's our good buddy, long-time, more than 11-year member of our Brain Trust. Actually, just about right now, 11-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a founder, chief encouragement officer at Giant Leap Consulting, the author of several books, including Leaders Open Doors. I think that's the new one. And Right Risk and Courage Goes to Work. He's our good friend, Bill Treasurer. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, always great to be here, and I'm looking forward to spending time with you again today.
Me too. I love the way you look at leadership. I just think that leadership is such an important thing to talk about, to encourage people to have. When I sign books to people who are, when I autograph one of my books to people who are small business owners and people I know who are out there making it happen, I say, thanks for your leadership. What do you think?
I think it's a great way. It's a great acknowledgement for them. I said that to a 14-year-old boy about 4 weeks ago. He's trying to raise money for a playground for accessible for handicapped kids because his brother's handicapped. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to do something positive about it.
Oh, man, you're giving me a chill right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, and the lesson there is that leadership lessons can be from people of all sorts of, of all sources. That we need to look locally for leadership examples. We're always looking for the national example, and we're always disappointed.
What does it look like?
Closer to home.
What does leadership look like?
I'll tell you, one of the lessons I learned was from one of my bosses. His name is Heinz Brannon, and Heinz was my boss at Accenture. And I had studied leadership. I did my thesis on leadership in college, but I'd never really never really experienced somebody who lived up to the leadership ideal in the way that Heinz did. And the first lesson that I got from him was the importance of upholding principles. There were certain boundaries that you knew not to cross. It wasn't that he was going to bite your head off if you crossed them. He just wasn't going to yield. And at first it was a little annoying that I ran into these sort of boundaries. And then I came to appreciate it over time that he's a very principled man. And that's part of what being a leader is. It's not about being wishy-washy. It doesn't mean he wasn't open-minded, but it means that there were certain principles that had to be non-negotiable.
Right. Well, and oftentimes, though, one of the things that I have noticed the most about leaders are that they don't lead with a cheer or with a fist pump or putting a stake in the ground or whatever. They just lead by their behavior, like demanding certain conditions and performance from, say, a vendor. And then when the opportunity comes for them to behave the same way to their customers where they are a vendor, they do it even when it's not enforceable.
Yeah, it goes to your earlier point that this idea of being a role model, and I don't know that it's always conscious that they are good people who operate in a clear, sensible way and consistently over time, and that we learn to trust that consistency and make a big impression on us through that. Like this, my boss Heinz made such an impression on me. You know, we've all heard the old question. You know. What would Jesus do, right? Well, I find myself often asking, what would Heinz do in this business situation?
Right.
It shapes me as a better leader, and that role modeling is so central, and yet I don't know that he was conscious that he was being a good role model.
I had a mentor one time, and I'll modify the way he said this, but there was something that happened where we were going to behave a certain way. It's kind of hard to explain, but what his message to me was, either be an SOB or don't be an SOB, don't be a half SOB. Meaning, if you're gonna do something that you know, you see my point. I mean, he was saying, you know, either declare one way or the other. Don't, because what was happening in the middle was something that was harder to define. It was harder for the other person to find. And he said, you know, that's either declare that you're going to be very, very difficult, or you're not. But don't be something in the middle. And that was a leadership lesson for me. What do you think?
I think it's a good lesson. I think it's basically the lesson is be all in, whichever way you're going to be all in, and be conscious. Like, if you're going to be an SOB, at least be conscious about it. Don't be unconscious about it. Hopefully a person wouldn't be, but at least they're making the choice and they're not just...
Well, no, his point was, if you are, the other person would know that you were, and they'd know how to deal with you then.
Exactly.
But if you're in the middle somewhere, they don't know, you know, they don't know where you are.
Right. I think, too, that a leader will, that, you know, what you and I are talking about with these leadership lessons, it doesn't mean that a leader is coddling you. Heinz once gave me some feedback that was really rich, and I needed to hear it. I was in my ambitious 30s. I had sharp elbows trying to, you know, nuzzle my way up to the top and such. And in a performance review, it was a good performance review, but at the very end, he said one more thing. He said, Bill, I'm going to tell you one other thing. I'm just starting to see it, and if you don't do something about it, it's going to become an impact on your career. I think it's becoming a drain on your career already. And I'm starting to see it, and I think other people are going to start to.
Wow.
And I think that there's some things you can do about it. But he said, Bill, I think you're becoming a brown noser.
Wow.
And, oh, it hurt, right?
Oh, I bet that was rough.
It was rough, right? It hurt my ears to hear. But what he said next made all the difference. He said, Bill, you don't have to laugh at my jokes harder than they are funny. He said, that's basically dishonesty for one and manipulation. He said, you're trying to get something out of me by being falsely nice.
Right.
He said, rely on your creativity. You're an imaginative, clever, creative guy. Use that to get ahead. So he gave me permission to care less than other people thought of me.
How much did he care about you to say that?
Exactly. And how courageous on his part to say it.
No
right?
kidding.
I'm sure there were plenty of other people who experienced
it. Well, let me tell you something. I think this is important. This is important for us older folks as we train and bring up the younger folks. It's a lot like I say about raising children. You have to love them enough to discipline them.
Mm-hmm.
He disciplined you.
It did.
He loved you enough to discipline you.
And he made me better.
And we have to. And I worry that we're not doing this with Gen Y, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's not politically correct or whatever, right? Guess what? I'm not doing that. I am loving my Gen Ys enough to discipline them, so to speak. Quick break, 20 after. Right back with Bill Treasurer. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.